scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WVKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and good morning, good afternoon around the world, because the worldwide audience is... who we have right out our front window, Eric. Welcome to Burlington, Vermont.
And welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, program number 13.
I can't keep track anymore, so I'm glad you are, because I don't know. This last week has been such an incredible week, starting last Saturday with a great show with our good buddy Seth Iacovone, beautiful Time Fades Away, our birthday party, amazing week.
Wow. Well, it's so amazing because you look around on Facebook and there's a lot of these artists that are doing tributes nowadays to Neil Young. And I always like it. Anytime I see it, I always hit that like button because it's beautiful to see people all over the globe celebrating this cat.
Yeah, I mean, we've picked up listeners and followers from Sweden this week. You know, folks just out of that that multiplying effect of the social media, which is one of the good things that it can be all used for, connecting us through this beautiful catalog of music.
You know, finding a way in this digital age. You know, everybody's trying to find a way to navigate, you know, and we've never had that litmus before. We were just discussing this, right, Tony?
Exactly.
Never having that litmus to see what the reaction from people really is. Nowadays, boy, you post something... And you can see how it affects people.
You can run, but you cannot hide, whether you're a joint chief of staff messing around or with one person that sends one nasty email out about you or whether you're in town. You know, it's all very, very, it can be very naked. It can force people to step it up to because life is so much more transparent, maybe even more transparent than it should be.
Right, right.
In many cases.
However, Neil, once again, leading the way, you know, when he sings on this new album, Psychedelic Pill, which I've heard front to back, probably over a dozen times now.
Sure.
I can't take it out of the player, Tony. you know, he really draws attention to the fact that this digital age has really undersold us when it comes to his music or anyone's music. We're getting 5% and we're paying lots of dough for this music where we used to get 100%.
And you always wondered, you know, we were talking about this before as well, how could it be that I still recognize that tune with only 5% of it? I mean, if you went around and you hummed, if you sang 5% of some song and said, Tony, try to guess this song, I wouldn't know what you were talking about. I would have no clue.
It's odd, huh?
But that 95%, it seems to me that that's the weight of music's soul that is being ripped out. And we didn't know it happened because it was so slow.
Boy, I'd love to start this week's program with the first track off of Psychedelic Pill. You know, Tony, I was driving in this week, and I started my car. By the time I pulled into the parking space here, exactly 27 minutes. I mean, it was amazing, but we can't play it because it would take up
half
the program.
Now, we do play it on WBKM. We do play it.
And we played it this morning.
And we played it this morning. Fantastic, you know? But, no, we can't take that easy way out, although we'd love the tune, you know? But another great tune here, still a heck of a slice, a 9.5-minute tune. She's Always Dancing.
Ah, yeah. Just on the heels of this Northeast swing, of course, from Neil's tour. He's coming into Boston coming up. He's coming into Montreal, Ottawa. Very exciting. So, yeah, let's get dancing.
Oh, going out to all those great girls and guys that danced it till 2:30 in the morning last Saturday, or I should say last Sunday morning.
For our birthday party. Yeah, it was great.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Here we go.
She wants to live without ties to bind her down. She wants to dance with the body left out. She wants to spin my shoes. She wants to
Treasures Weed Radio Hour, program number 13. You know, the thing with Neil, he can play so many different stylings, can't he? He can be so clean. He can go into the Crazy Horse catalog, and you got a different soundscape, if you will. But it's nice to be able to bounce around. You know, he can play with the blue notes, and he's clean as a whistle. Or he could kick into the horse, and it's a little muddy and dirty.
You name it, man. You name it. I mean, if we could, if you wrote it down, I bet you there's 10 quintessential Neil sounds, and then there's shadings of all of those tones as well there. A tune that I just fell across again this last week, Erica, that last tune there, Little Thing Called Love from Trans. Very unusual tune. And unusual in that album because it's not the vocoder version of Neil, you know. And you know, so having read the book now, you know, a different insight into Trans, you know, not entirely done to piss off David Geffen, although in part it was, but a delving into young Ben's life as a kid who's with a serious disability.
Ben is
trying
Neil's,
to communicate.
Neil's son
Ben,
yes.
Young, cerebral palsy, and Neil saying, "Well, what's it like to communicate through these artificial means? How do I understand what he's going through?" So again, very personal journey there.
Right.
It didn't have anything to do with me or you. We thought he was just trying to piss us all off. No, he was just on another journey.
Absolutely. And the fact that I look at Trans, Tony, as one of the first times that Neil was trying to break into the digital age, you know, and in such a beautiful way, like you're saying, with Ben. And so, boy, I like the album.
Always
the more I listen to it.
He always comes at a problem from a different angle, I guess, because you're expecting, oh, I know why he's doing Trans. Well, no, but then when you find out why he did Trans, oh, that's why he did Trans.
I think Neil is just superbly in touch with his audience and how we hear a tune. He's trying to get an emotion across, and how do you reach a person in this day and age? And I think that's the major frustration with the sound quality of the digital age thus far, is that it doesn't allow you to really hear or feel what we used to feel on those albums.
Yeah. And that dispassionate aspect of life is one of the, I think, my deepest concerns about my kids growing up in that lack of a passionate lifestyle.
Talk about passion, boy, that when you dance, you can really love.
Oh,
I played sandwiched in me. I remember being 16 and being able to just lose myself in that guitar lick. You know how that tune starts from that tour, Rust Never Sleeps. Oh, man.
It feels like they're turning the knobs up just right as they started. You almost feel like someone is just let's just keep on cranking it. How far can we go on this thing?
Yeah, Crazy Horse. You know, you watch those movies. Neil encourages us to listen to that stuff loud.
Indeed.
You know, turn it up.
We do it in my house. I'm always telling those kids, can you hear that? Turn it up.
I love it.
Hey, the blues was a big part of our week. You want to hear some blue notes?
I do, man, because this tune definitely encompasses that needed approach, man. If you want to compete on the international stage this time, this day and age, you have to have a team. And that might mean surrendering some control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might have to, but through trust and through the emotive powers of that era that we celebrate, you know, the 60s, the hope-filled.
How many men we got working here, Eric?
Ten, baby.
Man, 10. Count them. 10 men working.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, program number 13.
Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Sugar Mountain, with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon.
Leaving there too
right, a real mix-up of seasons there. We started, of course, with the blues tune there, Ten Men Working, and then, Winter. I've been wanting to play Winter Long for a while, and it wasn't appropriate at the time. I first wanted to play this a couple of weeks ago, but...
Oh, it is now, man. We've had a cold week. No real precipitation to speak of, but Stowe Mountain Resort. If you're a skier, you know Stowe. It's got that international reputation, right?
World-renowned.
And Killington opens, so two of the big ski areas in Vermont.
Yeah, they're chugging. Those snow guns are truly working, and they're not melting anything. This last 2 weeks, you haven't melted any of that snow up on the top.
No. I posted a picture from Killington this morning, and you saw the trees are just sugar-coated.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and that Sugar Mountain, that's why we play it. You know what I mean? Boy, to live on Sugar Mountain, that pristine, rarefied mountain air of youth.
That's right? A Thrasher. Thrasher's request. We take requests from everybody, even Thrasher.
You bet. You bet. That Winter Long, one of those older tunes that he brought out for the Trunk Show. Remember that? He had incorporated that. And just awesome. I love the sound of Winter Long.
From the Fillmore East. Beautiful sound. Because there were only some bootlegs prior to that, so nice to get that nice, clean, crisp, professional quality off of that show, you know, buddy?
Yeah, you know, so it's been really chilly, you know, really cold this past week. Not really, but boy, you know, a difference. You know, so we want to hold on just a little while longer,
don't we? Well, the Polar Bear Club is probably practicing right now. They're getting ready for their annual plunge in February into Lake Champlain. No, thank you. But, yeah, you want to go... You want to go down, jump in the water a little bit?
Yeah, let's go down by the river. WBKM's Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
Straight from the horse's mouth, our Neil Young News Report.
Hello,
chorus on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Here with this week's Neil Young news and lots of wheat out there, so we got to do some harvesting here. So the Neil Young and Crazy Horse 2012 Alchemy Tour of North America continues. This week, Neil and the Horse have been up across Canada, riding across the prairies and the Rocky Mountains, and dropped in some shows in places like Calgary and Saskatoon and heading into Winnipeg and all those great Canadian cities up north. And the reports, concert reports, have just been flooding in to Thrasher's Wheat across the internet tubes, and you know, folks are very excited by what they're seeing and hearing. Lots of comments from folks who've seen many Crazy Horse shows over the years, over the decades, and the reports are coming back that, you know, the band is firing on all cylinders. They're playing really solid rocking shows, having a great time up there on stage, and really, if you will, as hard as it is to believe, you know, in their prime. I mean, you know, Ralph Molina, you know, pushing 70 years old, you know, still just rocking it out. And really just incredible. And I think anybody who's been a longtime Neil and Crazy Horse fan is just pretty much ecstatic that, you know, here we are, 2012, and we're getting, you know, time-tripped back into the 90s, into the 80s, back into the 70s, and it's just a beautiful thing. So, and more to come, more to come. The track, the set list, kind of continues to be pretty similar to what it's been. The new tracks from Psychedelic Till and some classics. I guess the most exciting thing that's come up recently is that for the encore in Calgary this week, they played an electric version of Helpless, which is quite rare. I mean, Crazy Horse has played Helpless before, but certainly this is a new version of Helpless. We've certainly heard that song hundreds of times, but this is something different. So if you were in Calgary, you really got yourself a rare treat. But we did get a YouTube video in on that. Not the greatest video quality. Sound quality is pretty so-so, but you definitely get the feel of what this was all about. So we've got that posted up on the Thrasher's Wheat there on the Calgary concert post from earlier in the week, so check that out if you haven't. And the tour continues, and we'll just sort of wrap up here on the news segment by mentioning that Neil Young celebrated his 67th birthday earlier in the week, so long may you run, Neil, and it appears as if you will continue to run for a long time at the rate you're going. And we'll just throw in that, kind of backing up a little bit, that, you know, Neil is 67, and when he walks out there on stage with Crazy Horse at the beginning of the show, he looks like a 67-year-old guy would look, as you would expect. But I think one of the things that I find remarkable, and most of us do find remarkable, is at some point during the show, halfway, two-thirds of the way through the show, you just are looking and you see and you hear a guy that is like, you know, the 20-year-old rocker that he was and appears to still be. And it, you know, you kind of rub your eyes and you say, wow, you know, like, what happened? And anyway, as we say every week, if you haven't seen the tour, if you're on the fence about the tour, you know, get out there and do it. Check out thrasherswheat.org for the reviews and the videos and the photos and the links and all that. We're trying to do nothing but wheat, and we're having a hard time keeping up with it all. And if you want to listen to the podcast of this week's radio show, You can download that. It's over there on the right sidebar. Try to make it a little easier to find. We have a new logo for the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. It's kind of trippy looking, you know, kind of that whole psychedelic pill feel. So you can download that over there on the right sidebar. And so in the meantime, long may everyone run. Back to you, Tony and Eric, in the studio.
All right. Well, again, a fresh helping of fresh wheat. Great news. And Eric, that comment Thrasher makes, one that I felt myself. You see that band come out, and here's the 67-year-old frontman and the 70-year-old drummer, and at some magical, beautiful point, they all become 25 again, and they rival the youngest, freshest, hottest players out there.
Right. The age and the wrinkles, all that stuff kind of dissolves, and all of a sudden, you're seeing Neil, still 20 years old, coming out on that same set that he did for Live Rust or Rust Never Sleeps, you know, carrying that whole, this is the Alchemy Tour. And we've often said, Tony, music ageless, timeless, this is proof in the pudding.
Well, if there is anybody in the world who could find the Fountain of Youth, it would be Neil. And Neil, drink up, buddy. Drink
really?
Up. Drink up, my friends.
Gosh. I tell you, I can't get enough of this new album, Psychedelic Pill. If you don't have it yet, go out and get it. And please, you know, yeah, the ticket price. A lot of people, we talked to a lot of folks who are going to go see the Montreal show or Boston. Mm-hmm. And some real hardcore fans that struggle with the ticket price. But if you think about it, if you got $100... I think it's money so well spent.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it'll change your life. You know, it's something that leaves an impression for so long.
It does. And it gives you life right back.
Right. Just like we say, art gives back. You know, we got back from our birthday party, Tony and I. We didn't get out of there or home until probably close to 4 in the morning. But if we weren't on the phone with each other, you know, at 7:30 in the morning, we're up talking like little kids, because music and good art, just like the Grateful Dead, I'd see the Dead, Tony, and I'd go out for 5-6 shows at a whack. I'd come home, I felt like a Springer Spaniel. I was so excited to share what I had done.
You know it, man. And hey, let's not forget that ripping couple of minutes of Down by the River, our good buddy Dwayne.
Oh, yeah. Dwayne Carlton, you ever find yourself in Vermont? Dwayne Carlton, he typifies all that we honor the most. He's got a big heart, and he's got an extraordinary talent pool, you know, or talent.
Absolutely gigantic talent, and a sweet guy, working musician, supporting his family for 20-plus years, just playing music. Not easily done, for those of you who tried to do it, not easily done. Well,
it's amazing we've come to the end again. I feel like a kid in a candy store trying, you know, to honor and put words to the emotion I feel when I hear Neil Young.
Indeed. So, Eric, wrapping it up, how do you say we do a little something from, I think, my favorite album of Neil's, and Crazy Horses, from Ragged Glory.
Love to Burn. Thrasher's Weed Radio Hour, WBKM.org.
chance on love.
There's one for you from the Crazy Horse Archives.